Hello, Tapeworms. Jason Emmett here, and it would seem that some of you enjoy these weekly movie and music updates, and that's really cool. I like doing them, and I'm going to try to continue to release them as often as I can. But please be aware, we have been super busy, and sometimes I let certain things slack, and unfortunately this is one of them, and I'm sorry for that. If you weren't aware, we are on YouTube now. Our episodes go up there. So does a series of movie news and update videos that I try to do a couple of times a week. Those also go out on TikTok, so you can check those out as well. And actually, please do, and subscribe and like and all that fun stuff. All right, so this is the week of 4/5/24. We don't really have a ton as far as movies. In fact, we only really have two that we're going to talk about. In the movie world, the one I'm most stoked about is Monkey Man. This trailer looks bonkers. It's set in India, and we follow the kid who gets out of prison and sets his sights on vengeance against a group of corrupt, wealthy socialites that, I guess, like, destroyed his village and killed his mom and stuff. The action looks incredible. And honestly, the critics have been all over this with positivity. Like, it's oozing all over it. And I am in. If you have not watched the trailer, this just looks like a really good time. Great fight scenes, nonstop action. I guess there's a little bit of story too, and Dev Patel, I guess, is just knocking this one out of the park. So Monkey Man is my recommendation for this week. The next one up is The First Omen. This is a prequel to the 1976 Omen. This one follows Margaret, an American woman set to work in a church in Rome. When she gets there, she begins to uncover a dark conspiracy that questions her ideals and takes her closer to the truth about the birth of evil incarnate. Yeah, the Antichrist, we know, because the Omen movie. Not a ton in the way of reviews yet, but I do know a small batch of critics did get the opportunity to see this, and overall they've been extremely positive in their reactions. They're saying it's a good mystery, very ghoulish and creepy, and a little bit gory in parts. I wasn't a massive fan of the original Omen movie. I know some people are. I always felt it was a little slow and not really the kind of horror I get into. But this one actually looks really interesting, and my wife wants to see it, so we'll probably be checking this out. Hey, next week on the 12th, now I will update you again on this, but a smaller horror film is going to be coming out. It's a spider creature feature called Sting. Now, I give a spoiler-free review of this movie over on YouTube and TikTok, and you should check those out because it's a video and I get into my review of it. But I don't want to say too much here. I just want to let you know it is coming. And if you're into that kind of thing, you can go check out my review. Oh, and I watched the Roadhouse remake. You want my thoughts on it? Meh. I like Jake Gyllenhaal and a few additional cast members. Conor McGregor was way too over the top and cartoonish. The plot was paper thin and I don't know. It was entertaining, but nothing special for me. It is streaming on Prime. Don't take my word for it. You can go over and check it out yourself and let me know what you think. As for music, the Black Keys had a release on the 3rd called The Ohio Players. We have Feeder on the 5th with Black Red. The old 97's American Primitive is coming out. Vampire Weekend is dropping Only God Was Above Us. We have Ghost Stories by Blue Oyster Cult. Mark Knopfler, One Deep River. And James, yes, the band who gave us that song Laid. They're releasing their album, Yummy. And that's it. That's all I have for you guys. Really appreciate you stopping by for the weekly movie and music update. Until next time, gang, stay awesome.